Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Well, the Irish Homeless Street Leagues is an amazing organisation that aims to change lives by connecting with people who have experienced challenges in life like addiction and homelessness. It gets them involved in soccer with the chance to play in a nationwide league and even the possibility of representing Ireland at the Homeless World Cup. Well, Hayley Power and Brendan Taylor are just back from South Korea where they played in the Homeless World Cup and the women of Ireland came home with the trophy and they're here with me this morning. Hayley and Brendan, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, congratulations, Hayley. You won in South Korea and you got an amazing welcome home with the airport. Tell me about the final. You scored a goal.
Yeah, so we faced USA in the final. We didn't know much about them because we wouldn't have came across them in the group stages or any quarter final or semi final. But we didn't really want to know either because we just had that fight and determination in us to know that the end goal, that trophy was ours. And I think it's natural in Irish people that like there's no giving up, like especially when we had the men's team, the support in South Korea from the Irish ambassador, their family, and you don't even realise the amount of Irish that live in South Korea. So when you have that volume on the sideline and that adrenaline getting you through, like there's no option of giving up. Obviously nerve wracking, it's a big thing. And we went up 1-0 a couple of minutes in, but it was a nerve wracking start. Once we got the first goal, we just settled and just played how we played through the whole tournament. And then the goals started coming at 3-0. And then I had an opportunity and put it in the back of the net, thank God. So, yeah, so we were 4-0. They came back to 4-2. And then we just finished out with 5-2. And
even Brendan sitting beside you there, you're smiling. You were as happy for them as if you'd won yourselves in the men's team, weren't you?
Yeah, because we went like... The girls, we were winning our games in the group and the girls lost 1-2 and you know, we were on the sideline supporting and then we started losing a game or two and then they started supporting us, do you know what I mean? But to see them in the final was just, you know, it was mind-blowing to see them and to see them play so well in the final, amazing.
And it was particularly emotional for you, wasn't it, Hayley? Because I know just before you went, your dad, who you loved, he died, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, so my father passed suddenly. 2 weeks before South Korea, and it was in England, so you know it takes longer in England, so I actually just flew home 2 days before South Korea, and then while I was away then I missed the burial and stuff. But even though I found it tough to go and I was in two minds, and I'm at this 3 years without the support from my friends and family and teammates, there was no option of leaving it behind and not going. And then with my father boasting to people that his daughter was going to be playing in the World Cup, I was like, I don't have a choice there. And it was the best thing I'd done. And then the support system over there, there was never, I can't even remember being sad or even having a time to be sad because of the support beside me and the support system and the Irish Street League, just to go above and beyond. And there was a couple of us who were in the same position, would have had loss of fathers and stuff, and who better to talk to than someone that actually experienced it.
Explain to people, Brendan, listening this morning, who might know how important this football league is to people like you, what it is and to what extent did it change your life, Brendan?
You know, we come from fairly disadvantaged areas and the background we come from, you know, addiction issues and mental health issues and on the places we end up because of or the consequences of them things. It was actually one of my teammates that was away with us asked me to go down to the street leagues in Pastry last year, and you know, just started showing up, and I love playing football. Do you know what I mean? Kept going, and then we got picked to go and represent there early in the year, and you start to train, and it's just amazing to meet people that, you know, from all different backgrounds, you know, and the support and kindness you get and respect you get off them. It's mind-blowing, the experience I'm about to have.
Tell me a little bit about your own background, where you grew up. You're the eldest of seven, is that right,
Brendan? I'm the eldest of seven, and I grew up in the flats in Dublin 8 and before we moved to Talla, and now I went down a difficult road, let's say.
Drugs?
Yeah, drugs, crime, and ended up in the places that you end up from doing them things.
prison.
And prison.
Yeah.
You know, and I've tried to change my life many times, you know, but I couldn't find something that would keep me on the right track, if that makes sense. And I ended up in treatment centres and all. And I came to a stage there 2 years ago where I was actually living homeless. You know, I was living in a field, in a tent, and couldn't get humbled to ask for help because I'd let my family and my kids down so many times.
Mm.
You know, and one night my two sisters came and took me out of the tent and got me back in on the right road and went to treatment again, and my life has taken off completely.
And the soccer's been great as well.
And the soccer has been amazing. I met a bloke down there, Tucker his name is, and he's the manager of the team. Always encouraging and always supporting you. Do you know what I mean? And it's just, you know, I had to take my hat off to the man.
You should be so proud of yourself.
Yeah, to experience, to go away with a group of people that most of them I didn't know. Some of the lads I only got to know through playing football, and to go away and experience it with the girls. You know, and Mary, the girls manager, was just amazing. You know, and I'll hold on to the memories for the rest of my life. Do you know what I mean?
And now there's no getting rid of us.
And now there's no getting rid of him.
It was lovely though, the way you said there, he should be very proud of himself.
Yeah, because like I've saw it within family and friends as well, and to recognise and be able to come to the conclusion that you have to admit that you have a problem, and even though he wasn't humbled enough, it just took time to do that. And he did that. I know there's help and there's support, but like the first step is admitting it to yourself.
What's your story, Hayley? Tell me about yourself.
So I had, like Brendan, wasn't ready to admit that my mother and people around me were right. I came out of a relationship that wasn't right for me. And just wouldn't admit that my mother was right. So after I came out of that, I found myself couch surfing and stuff because I wouldn't admit that that they were right. And I was after fighting so much to be here that I didn't have the heart to say it didn't work out and stuff like that. And then I was just couch surfing, and my mother is my biggest supporter, the main person I can go to, and I wasn't ready and I wasn't brave enough. And before I knew it, I just knocked at her door. Obviously after experiencing homelessness and then the Street League, I was introduced to the Street League, and like once you're introduced to the Irish Street League, there's no getting out. Like you're sucked in, as in you feel that the sense of care and love and unity and no judgment, and no matter what story is big or too little, you know, there's no judgment. I was linked in with the homeless action team and stuff like that, and just kept fighting, obviously, for somewhere myself to live, because I'd be a very independent person, but I still needed my mother.
It must be an amazing feeling though, Brendan, because as you said to us earlier, you suffered from drug addiction, you ended up homeless, you ended up in prison, you were estranged from your children for a while, but that's all great now. You're back on course with your children, you're a grandfather. Do you sometimes have to pinch yourself and think, well, I've really turned my life around?
I was actually sitting in the canteen having a coffee and I was looking at Claire Bourne going, boy,
yeah.
I was going, how am I at the end of up here? Do you know what I mean? But I do. I mean, life has completely changed. Do you know what I mean? And I think Hayley hit the nail on the head there. When, you know, when you get involved with the Street Leagues, there's no judgment. You know, we all have a story to tell. We all have a background. There's no judgment. And the love and care that's shown to you and support is just, it's amazing. Do you know what I mean?
They don't get the recognition they deserve, the Irish Street League. You can see the growth in it, but like, I think once people see the success out of it and just changing, like a ball can change life. And it's not even just the ball, it's the people that are in the background, like the likes of Sean, Chris, Gillian, Francis, Tucker, Mary, everyone involved, like hats off to them. Like they really change people's lives. And I know it takes for you as a person to be all in as well, but it's just the support. Like it's second to none. Like I owe my life to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
And as we said earlier, that ripple effect, it's so good also for your families, for your communities. Like, it's so good for everyone in your lives.
Yeah. Like, even to come out in Dublin Airport and see them supporters, and I know it was in Dublin and we're from Limerick and stuff like that, but like the sense of pride I had for the likes of Brendan and other members on the team, for their families and friends, from where they came from. Like, as he said, sleeping in a field on his own, and then his family, he's a grandchild, his kids are waiting at Dublin Airport for him. Like, where?
With my mum, with my sisters, my brother, with two of my children at the airport, and to come out and give them to something to be proud of, that, you know, that dad or son or brother has changed their life, do you know what I mean? And and to go away and wear the Irish jersey is just...
And to play for Ireland, yeah. to play for your own country.
It's amazing.
So if anyone was listening, Brendan and Hayley, who are in a bad place themselves this morning, would you say to them, get involved, you too can change your life around?
Anybody can change their life. There's always hope. Do you know what I mean? Once you're breathing, there's always hope. But my advice would be to get involved in the street leagues, because there's no judgment. You go down. I found my sense of belonging down there. It's sometimes it's hard to put into words that you go down and you meet people that you know from all different walks of life, different stories and backgrounds, and the love and support you get off them. You know, they don't want that off you. You know, they just want you to go have a game of ball, enjoy it. Wherever it brings you. You know, and it brought me to South Korea with 16 amazing teammates, boys and girls, management team, staff, background, amazing. And then you get to meet different people from different countries.
Yeah.
That was
unreal.
You know, as a little boy, had you loved football?
I loved football. I didn't really... growing up, I didn't really play soccer. I wasn't allowed to play the Fordham game. I played Gaelic and hurling. My granddad wouldn't allow me until I got to 18, 19 and started to be able to make decisions for myself. But I've always loved sport.
Yeah.
I'm a real avid Dub supporter. I'm always at the Dubs matches. Sport is great. I love sport.
Did you always like football?
All I know is soccer. Like, if I'm not playing, I'm watching and stuff like that. So I've... Growing up, like, I just remember hanging around with the boys, ball in my hand, not involved in any girly stuff or going to discos or anything like that. If you were looking for Hayley, she's over in the field with the boys.
Well, look, Hayley Power and Brendan Taylor, congratulations to both of you on playing in the Homeless World Cup in South Korea. And obviously, in particular, congratulations to the ladies for winning. Well done. Keep going. I think you're an inspiration to so many people, turning your lives around. And if people want to support the Irish Homeless Street Leagues, they can go to the website, which is irishstreetleague.com. Thanks so much, Hayley and Brendan, for coming to me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, mind yourselves.
Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.